Let me first show you an experimental paradigm that is used to demonstrate the synthesis of happiness among regular old folks. And this isn't mine, this is a 50-year-old paradigm called the free choice paradigm. It's very simple. You bring in, say, 6 objects, and you ask a subject to rank them from the most to the least liked. In this case, because the experiment I'm going to tell you about uses them, these are Monet prints. So everybody can rank these Monet prints from the one they like the most to the one they like the least. Now we give you a choice. We happen to have some extra prints in the closet. We're going to give you one as your prize to take home. We happen to have number 3 and number 4, we tell the subject. That's a bit of a difficult choice because neither one is preferred strongly to the other, but naturally people tend to pick number 3 because they liked it a little better than number 4. Sometime later, it could be 15 minutes, it could be 15 days, the same stimuli are put before the subject and the subject is asked to re-rank the stimuli. Tell us how much you like them now. What happens? Watch as happiness is synthesized. This is the result that has been replicated over and over again. You're watching happiness be synthesized. Would you like to see it again? Happiness! The one I got is really better than I thought. That other one I didn't get sucks. That's the synthesis of happiness. Now, what's the right response to that? Yeah, right. Now, here's the experiment we did, and I hope this is going to convince you that yeah, right was not the right response. We did this experiment with a group of patients who had anterograde amnesia. These are hospitalized patients. Most of them have Korsakoff syndrome, polyneurotic psychosis, that they drank way too much and they can't make new memories. Okay, they remember their childhood, but if you walk in and introduce yourself and then leave the room, when you come back, they don't know who you are. We took our Monet prints to the hospital, and we asked these patients to rank them from the one they like the most to the one they like the least. We then gave them the choice between number 3 and number 4. Like everybody else, they said, gee, thanks, doc, that's great. I could use a new print. I'll take number 3. We explained we would have number 3 mailed to them. We gathered up our materials, and we went out of the room and counted to a half hour.